Greetings, Radio Land. This is God's Covenant Church, the Church of God established in Jesus' name. Thanking God for another Sabbath day in the School of Wisdom. And we do greet you, Radio Land, in the name of Jesus. The scripture says, God's ways was made known unto Moses. Jesus said, I am the way, the truth, and the life. Thanking God for our great pastor teaching us the ways of God. At this time, I present unto you our great pastor and teacher, Perry Boyd.
Thank you, Evangelist. This is God's Covenant Church. We are the Church of God. We are established in Jesus' name. We are Christians. We are true followers of Christ. We are Jews. We are Israelites. We're here today because of those that are going on, our great Bishop Barfield, our great Bishop Philip, and our great Bishop Dorothy. We're continuing steadfast in the prophets and the apostles' doctrine. Glad to be with you today. We're going to talk about patience, having her perfect work. Before we get into that, we're going to have a number from our choir, How I Got Over, a poem from our sister Tatum, then this thought. Choir, thank God.
Jesus,
you know the man that died for me.
Jesus,
oh, the man.
God for the choir. We got over by keeping God's commandments. We wonder sometimes, how do we get through trials and tests? But patience will have its perfect work. Isn't that beautiful? That's how we get over, through patience. Thank God for your Deacon Deputy's announcements before our Sister Tatum come forth.
You can visit us anytime for our broadcast messages on the World Wide Web at www.godscovenantchurch.org. Write and mail us at 425 Laconia Boulevard, Los Angeles, California, 90061. Or call us anytime at area code 323-754-8302. You can email us at info@godscovenantchurch.org. Now the pastor.
Thank God for you, Deacon. Thank God for our Sister Tatum. She has a poem today. We are enjoying these poems. Trust that all that hear this broadcast are enjoying these poems and the playing of our Elder Miles. Sister Tatum, thank God.
Being thankful for salvation this day. Oh Lord, I thank you for this day that you bless me to see. It's one that holds great beauty since you came and made me free. No matter what the season be, no matter what the weather, my soul rejoices in peace and joy, in sunshine, rain, or whatever. It's not always such a pleasure to remember from whence you came, but I'll never forget I was once in sin, but now I'm born again. This is why, oh Lord, I thank you. I'm so grateful for this day. In it are blessings, small and great, and I love it, come what may. You made my life a joy. It's such a sheer delight to enjoy a day and what it brings when the soul inside is right. I can never thank you enough this day for bringing me out of sin. And with your mighty, mighty power, I'll never go back in.
Isn't that beautiful? Thank God for you, Sister Tatum. She means every word she's saying. Deuteronomy 4 and 6 says, keep therefore and do them, for this is your wisdom and your understanding in the sight of the nations, which shall hear all these statutes and say, surely this great nation is a wise and understanding people. What nation is there so great? Who hath God so nigh unto them as the Lord our God is in all things that we call upon him for? And what nation is there so great that hath statutes and judgments so righteous as all this law which I set before you this day? And everyone that God sends should be setting the laws of God before you, which is God's word. Now let's go to James 1 and 1. We're talking about perfection, because that's what God is calling for. The Lord said, be ye therefore perfect as your Father in heaven is perfect. We talk about holiness here at 425 Laconia Boulevard because that's what God is calling for. Be ye therefore holy as your Father in heaven is holy. We talk about holiness. We talk about perfection. Because the Lord is the Holy One of Israel. The Lord is a tree. And the branches give fruit. And you don't get Baptist from holy. You don't get Lutheran from holy. You don't get Presbyterian from holy. You don't get Catholicism from holy. You don't get African Episcopal. God is holy, and God's people are holy, and not necessarily, it's not a denomination. It's holiness. It's a way of life. Let's go to James 1 and 1. Evangelist, what does James 1 and 1 says? Now, before we get started, I just want to make a little side note about this scripture. We're going to talk about perfection and how that's what God is calling for, and we must have patience to get it. But James 1 and 1 says what?
James, a servant of God and of the Lord Jesus Christ, to the 12 tribes which are scattered abroad, greetings.
Now, if you search Matthew's through Revelation, there's not one that God sent addressing greetings or salutations to Christians. The saints were called Christians first at Antioch, and they were called Christians by those that didn't know God and believe in God and saw that these were not following the Jews' religion, but following Christ, and began to call them Christians. There's nothing wrong with being called a Christian, but God and God's people referred to those that follow Christ and that are in Christ as saints.
Yes.
Because it's about being holy.
Yes.
I want you to make note of that, James, and you search your scriptures, and if you can find one of God's people calling the other, greeting the others as Christians, send that scripture to me. A servant of God, of the Lord Jesus Christ, to the 12 tribes,
which are scattered abroad.
What?
Greetings.
It's all about those that love God. Let's go to Acts 2 and 38. We're scattered in this life. But the time came, in the fullness of time, God got our attention. And we are of those tribes.
Yes.
And they're scattered throughout. They're nothing but God's people.
Yes.
Wherever you might be, if you got a mind to live for God, you are the people of God.
Yes.
Isn't that beautiful?
Yes. Mm-hmm.
But you've got to be born again.
Yes.
Acts 2 and 38, what does it say?
Then Peter said unto them, repent and be baptized, every one of you, in the name of Jesus Christ.
What?
For the remission of sins.
So Christ was all about remission.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
That means you have sinned against God's word.
Yes.
Now you need a remedy to get to God.
Yes.
And he was for the remission of sins.
Mm-hmm.
It was no more offering up bullocks and heifers, lambs, for the remedy when you broke God's law or his word. Jesus came.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Now repentance is in his name.
Yes.
For the remission of sins. Mm-hmm. What?
And ye shall receive the gift of the Holy
that
Ghost.
That means you'll receive eternal life.
Yes.
When you repent and follow God and believe God and obey God, you have eternal life right now.
Yes.
We lay hold on it. Now it's up to us to maintain, fight the good fight.
Mm-hmm.
Read.
For the promise
what?
Is unto you.
This promise is to you what?
And to your children.
All right.
And to all that are afar off.
So that's
off.
You and I. At one time we were far off from God. If you have the knowledge. If you don't have the knowledge of God, you are yet far off. If you're not keeping God's commandments, you are far off.
Yes.
Even what?
As many as the Lord our God shall call.
Now listen, Peter was given this salutation to those at Pentecost. And they had come from all over the world, Jews, those that were living, striving to live for God, supposedly. They were Jews, but they were coming, and these that were chosen were making known the Messiah has come and gone. Let's accept him. They were bringing in the New Testament in his blood.
Yes.
But the word was yet being preached to obey it.
Yes.
But now, if you break his word, if you break his law, you need a new remedy now. It's Jesus.
Yes.
And many weren't accepting that. And that's what Peter was doing, bringing in the knowledge, because they'd come from everywhere.
Yes.
And that's you and I today.
Mm-hmm.
Let's go to Proverbs 8 and 4.
All right.
You and I today, we need that knowledge. What happens when you break God's law? And you break God's law, whether you're under it or not. If you have it and you break it, you need a remedy.
Yes.
If you don't know about God's law, which is his word, and you're not obeying it, you're yet in it because you're under curse.
Yes.
That's knowledge?
That's knowledge.
So you're under it and in it whether you know it or not.
That's right.
And you're going to fulfill it whether you obey it or disobey it.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
Disobey, you're under the curse. If you obey, you're under life, eternal life. Proverbs 8:4, what does it say?
Unto you, O men, I call, and my voice is to the sons of men.
So it's anyone that scatters to the sons of men, those that have an ear to hear. That's what this greeting is to.
Mm-hmm.
Read.
O ye simple.
O ye simple.
Understand wisdom.
Now we opened up, and we open up every Sabbath with keep therefore and do them. It's your wisdom and your understanding. God is saying, ye simple, understand wisdom. What?
And ye fools, be ye of an understanding.
Be of an understanding. Oh, what? Other words, it means keep God's commandments.
Yes.
Because that is your wisdom and your understanding. Eighth verse, what does it say?
All the words of my mouth.
Now God spake all these words. He's talking about the Ten Commandments, God's word.
Yes.
All the words of my mouth, what?
Are in righteousness.
Then God said, it shall be our righteousness if we observe to do all these commandments. All the words of my mouth are in righteousness.
Righteousness.
What?
There is nothing forward or perverse in them.
Isn't that beautiful? 17th verse. What does it say? I love them.
I love them that love me.
Well, wait a minute. He's preaching that God loves everybody. He does. But yet he's letting you know the true love of God, he loves them that love him.
Mm-hmm.
I love them that love me. What?
Those that seek
and
me
those
early.
And those that seek me
early shall find me.
That means when God is stirring up your mind, when you hear this word, should you feel like it's right, you better start seeking God.
Yes.
Because it might not come again.
That's right.
I love them that love me, and those that seek me early
shall find me.
Read.
Riches and honor are with me.
What?
Yea, durable riches.
What?
And righteousness.
And righteousness.
Yes.
Well, I know these preachers say all of our righteousnesses are as filthy rags. It is, and it was before you come to God.
Yes.
Once you begin to obey God's word, it's our righteousness if we observe to do all these commandments.
Yes.
God's word don't change. Read.
No. That my fruit is better than gold.
Better than gold what?
Yea, than fine gold.
Fine gold.
And my revenue than choice
Isn't
silver.
Isn't that beautiful? Because it's eternal life is the revenue.
Yes.
Read.
I lead in the way of righteousness.
What?
In the midst of the paths of judgment.
That beautiful. Read.
That I may cause those that love me to inherit substance.
What more substance is there than eternal life?
Yes.
What more substance is there to being with God forever?
Forever.
To inherit substance, what?
And I will fill their treasure.
Fill their treasure. 32, what does it say? 32nd verse.
Now therefore, hearken unto me, O ye children.
That's everyone that have a mind and are seeking God. These are the ones God is talking about.
Mm-hmm.
These are the ones that are scattered throughout the world.
Yes.
O ye children, what?
For blessed are they that keep my ways.
Isn't that beautiful? God's ways is his ten precepts.
Yes.
What?
Hear instruction. And be wise.
What?
And refuse it
Isn't
not.
Isn't that beautiful? Let's go back to James 1.
All right.
I just wanted to kind of make a side note of that because we're talking about perfection here.
Yes.
But this is to anyone that have an ear to hear. And it's to those that are sanctified.
Yes.
That beautiful?
Yes.
That's what we should be, saints of God.
Mm-hmm.
Read it again, James 1 and 1.
James, a servant of God.
What?
And of the Lord Jesus Christ, to the 12 tribes which are scattered abroad.
What?
Greetings.
What?
My brethren, count it all joy when ye fall into divers temptations.
Now, wait a minute. That's a carnal mind can't receive that. But when you're striving to please God, you learn to count it joy when you fall into diverse temptations. Now, the world teaches you, well, you can't overcome that devil. You can't help but sin. That's not true. But you strive to overcome that devil, and you can and do with patience.
Yes.
But you got to have the right mindset. Count it all joy when you fall into diverse temptations. What?
Knowing this. That the trying of your faith.
What?
Worketh patience.
It takes patience.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
Patience possesses your soul.
Yes.
What?
But let patience.
What?
Have her perfect
but
work.
But it's got to have its perfect work because God wants our works to be perfect.
Mm-hmm.
And the work that is perfect is his word.
Yes. Is
that beautiful?
Mm-hmm.
What?
That ye may be perfect.
Wait a minute. What is James talking about? If no one can live perfect, why is he saying that ye may be perfect?
Mm-hmm.
Because if you're not perfect, your work is not going to be perfect.
Yes.
That's right.
That ye may be perfect, what?
And entire.
Entire.
Wanting nothing.
Wanting, isn't that beautiful? Let's go to 1 Corinthians 10 and 13. These preachers, which are of the devil when they don't give you God's word like it should be, teach the people you can't do, and in the next breath tell you, I can do all things through Christ that strengtheneth me. That's true, but evidently you're not being strengthened because you can't overcome that devil. You're yet not saved. That beautiful?
Yes.
1 Corinthians 10:13, what does it say?
There hath no temptation.
What?
Taken you, but such as is common
now,
to man.
Now, wait a minute. We should count it joy when we fall into diverse temptation. That don't mean you go looking for it. But here's what we do know. There hath no temptation taken you, but such as is common
to man.
To man what?
But God.
Now, listen to what God is saying here through Paul. God.
Mm-hmm. Is faithful.
God is faithful.
Who will not suffer you to be tempted.
What?
Above that ye are
so
able.
So wait a minute. No one has an excuse. When you say you live for God, God is not going to suffer that devil to tempt you above you're able to say no.
All right.
So there's no excuse for sin.
No.
Read it again. There hath no temptation.
There hath no temptation taken you.
What?
But such as is common.
So that's common. So as we go about our daily chores and business, we look on things, we see Rolls Royces, we see this, we see that. There is no reason to lust.
That's right.
To dwell on things because we have the power to overcome it. Because God is not going to let that devil place something in front of us. Whatever our weakness may be, that we cannot resist.
All right.
But it's for us to be patient and overcome this thing.
Yes.
It may be a little suffering in it, but we can do it.
Yes.
Because God is faithful.
Yes,
who will not suffer you what?
Suffer you to be tempted above that ye are able.
But what?
But will with the temptation.
What?
Also make a way to escape.
Why?
That ye may be able.
Isn't that beautiful?
To bear it.
So there's no excuse. So when these preachers tell you, well, we can't help but sin because God know our weaknesses. He does. And your weaknesses is your flesh and your fleshly mind.
Yes.
But when you walk in the spirit, you don't sin.
All right.
Isn't that beautiful?
Yes.
Let's go to 1 Peter, 2 Peter, 2 Peter 1 and 1. Let's go there first.
All right.
Isn't that beautiful?
Yes.
Thank God. I'm enjoying bringing this.
Yes.
And the saints I trust
beautiful.
Are enjoying this here. I believe they are. 2 Peter 1 and 1.
Mm-hmm.
And it's the same thing, the same greeting per se as James.
Yes.
It's not about to the Christians. There's many that follow Christ, but they follow Christ eating their own bread and wearing their own apparel, which is truly not following.
Right.
Read it. 1 and 1.
Simon Peter.
What?
A servant and an apostle of Jesus
Christ.
Wait
a minute. Simon Peter. He didn't say a Christian, but he was a follower of Christ.
Mm-hmm.
They called us Christians, and we are. But he's identifying himself a servant and an apostle of Jesus Christ. What?
To them that have obtained.
What?
Like precious
faith. Wait a minute. He's talking about who obtained that precious faith.
Yes.
He didn't say to them that are Christians, but like precious faith. What?
With us through the righteousness
of
God.
Now, wait a minute. Now he's talking about through righteousness.
Yes.
That means through obeying God's commandments,
yes.
Obeying God's word, because that's how and what is our righteousness is.
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
It shall be our righteousness if we observe to do all these commandments.
Yes.
Like precious faith with us through
the righteousness of God and our Savior, Jesus
Christ. That beautiful what? Grace.
Grace and peace be multiplied unto you through the knowledge of God.
Wait a minute. So it's the knowledge. The knowledge of God is His Word, is the commandments which these preachers are not preaching. The knowledge is there is no such thing as a Sunday or first day of the week rest day that God instituted.
That's right.
The rest day is the Sabbath.
Yes.
It's the seventh day.
Yes.
That's through knowledge.
Yes.
Read.
Knowledge of God and of Jesus, Jesus our Lord.
And of Jesus our Lord. Jesus is the remedy for sin. He is the Word. And when you transgress Jesus or transgress His Word, there is redemption in His blood.
Yes, it is.
We don't have to go and offer up a sacrifice through the Old Testament system.
Mm-hmm.
It's the New Testament in His blood, which frees you to obey God again, His Word, and to be in harmony with God. Read.
According as His divine power hath given unto us
all things
that pertain unto life and godliness.
What?
Through
the
knowledge.
There it is again. It's through knowledge. If you are not keeping all 10, you're in transgression and you don't know God.
Right.
That's what the scripture says, not Brother Boyd. Through the knowledge
of Him that hath called us to glory and virtue.
It's called us to be Baptists. It's called us to glory.
Yes.
That means to triumphness, power over the enemy. That's what He called us to.
Yes.
Not to be weak and sinful.
All right.
And walking in ways that don't please God.
All right.
Read.
Whereby are given unto us exceeding great and precious promises.
What?
That by these ye might be partakers of the divine nature.
Now, wait a minute. How can you be a partaker of God's divine nature and you yet sinning?
All right.
If you're yet sinning, you don't partake of the divine nature. God's divine nature is holy, not Baptist. It's holy. And if you don't have a part, if you haven't partaken in His divine nature, you don't have the Holy Ghost, because the Holy Ghost don't dwell in an unclean temple.
All right.
What?
Having escaped.
Now you've got to escape what?
The corruption.
What?
That is in the world.
Wait a minute. What is the corruption in this world? Having gods before God, taking His name in vain, making graven images, not remembering the Sabbath day. That's what the world does. They're in corruption, in darkness.
Yes.
They covet, they lie, all of the above, all of below. They do all of these things.
Yes.
We have to escape that.
Yes.
By these ye might be partakers of the divine nature, having escaped what?
The corruption that is in the world through lust.
And it takes patience. But that's the perfect work. The divine nature. Isn't that beautiful?
Yes.
Let's go to James 1 and 2. Let's go back there.
All right.
Thank God for knowledge.
Yes. Yes.
And thank God for mine to obey God.
Yes.
1 and 2. My brethren.
My brethren, count it all joy.
What?
When ye fall into diverse temptations.
So wait a minute. I don't believe the teachers, the preachers are teaching this. And if they are, how can you be taught to count it joy and yet say, well, you know, God knew we couldn't do it. That's not what God is telling us. He's not telling us we can yet sin. We're supposed to have power when we go through our trials and tests to overcome it. 12th verse, what does it say?
12th verse.